We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, caring viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and hot bursts. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in...
Lion News. 3 hours bring more rain to Jeddah than two average winters. Saudi Arabia's second largest city of Jeddah was flooded on Wednesday, January 26th, as 111 millimeters of rain fell in 3 hours, compared to an average of 51 millimeters during an entire winter from November to January. The major Al-Qa'ir dam was breached, causing flooding that was aggravated by underground sewage tanks that also overflowed and threatened to mix with the rainwater.
Hundreds of teens who were taking exams were trapped within schools. The torrential precipitation, which scientists are linking to climate change, was also heavier than the region's deadly 2009 floods, which brought 90 millimeters down in 4 hours. His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, custodian of the two holy mosques, immediately ordered rescue and response teams to be mobilized, stating that funds would be made available for all emergency needs.
Our thanks, Your Majesty, for your swift response to protect the lives and well-being of the storm-affected people in Jeddah. Wishing them a soon resuming of their productive daily lives, as we pray that our care for the earth and all her inhabitants alleviates such distressing conditions as these.
Bushfires blaze near Perth, Australia. Saying that the flames could rage out of control, officials on Wednesday, January 26, issued a bushfire advisory for residents in eastern Lansdale, Wanneroo, north of Perth, in Western Australia state. As personnel worked to contain the fast and unpredictable fire, officials asked people to take prevention measures, including shutting their doors and windows. Such fires have been burning in the dry and hot southwestern part of the nation since the beginning of January, destroying 4 homes, but thankfully sparing humans from injury or loss of life. Our appreciation, firefighting personnel and officials, for your helpful initiatives. As we pray for the protection of humans and animals alike, may such volatile events subside through our kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Turkey supports Sudan's water development projects. The Turkish government has donated over $3.5 million for implementing more modern water technologies to help provide drinking water to the people of Sudan. With the funds going toward the construction of over 40 wells throughout 8 states, the project is being implemented by the Africa City of Technology, together with the Turkish Development and Cooperation Foundation and Turkish Development Bank. The foundation will also be helping establish a laboratory for water research in Sudan. Our earnest thanks and heaven bless Turkey for your kind contribution to bringing clean drinking water to Sudanese brethren. May such benevolent support help develop and improve the quality of life for many in the nation.
Somali government launches new weekly newspaper. With a mission of reaching the nation's public with a message of peace and acceptance, the first issue of the newspaper Dalka, a Somali word meaning the country, was published this week. Somali Minister of Information, Mr. Mohamed Ibrahim Fana, noted that the government already operates the popular radio Mogadishu, launched with a similar purpose through the efforts of a dedicated group of journalists. With the country being known as one of the most dangerous for journalists, the radio station's 100 employees work in a challenging environment to present local and national news in the Somali capital. In addition to the radio and newly launched newspaper, plans are also being made to open a TV station. Our heartfelt accolades and admiration, Dalka, and all journalists, staff, and the government of Somalia. May your up-to-date news and noble message of peace resound throughout your nation for the upliftment and harmony of all Somali people.
Philippine legislators join in opposing death penalty. Following a statement by His Excellency President Benigno Aquino III that he would not support a proposal to reintroduce capital punishment, the Honorable Senators Gregorio Honasan II, Francis Escudero, and Alan Peter Cayetano have also voiced their objection to its reinstatement, saying that the death penalty has not been shown to lower crime rate and that sentencing is not always accurate. Senator Escudero commented, "Many of those jailed are the poor who can't pay for good lawyers. We will not impose a penalty that will extinguish any chance to prove their innocence." Our appreciation, Honorable Senators, for your fair and forgiving stance. May the day come soon that the precious gift of life is cherished by humanity as a whole, as we treat all beings with dignity and respect.
New Life. Loving Hut in Australia. A third Loving Hut is now treating delighted customers to plant-based meals in the state of New South Wales, Australia, after its recent opening in Canley Heights. With a fresh, modern look and welcoming atmosphere, this eatery is part of Loving Hut International, a global chain of 100% vegan restaurants that exemplifies Supreme Master Ching Hai's ideal of offering affordable plant-based fare that caters to all people's palates as well as peace of mind.
Oh, I'm in heaven. Everything tastes good. You know, I think after this, I don't think I'd want to go to all these other places. I mean, everybody should eat like this. They'd live forever. So tasty, and you know that everything you put in your mouth is going to do you good.
It's been really delicious, like really, really delicious. The food tastes amazing, and the atmosphere is really good. I enjoy eating a vegetarian meal just to, you know, help the environment, help my body a bit. I would recommend this restaurant to everyone that I know. Food is delicious, and the lifestyle, it's a great choice to make.
Congratulations, Canley Heights Loving Hut, on your successful opening. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted support of these green and life-affirming vegan restaurants. With the easy accessibility of such compassionate cuisine, surely we shall soon herald a vegan era of vibrant health and peace.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
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 Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
The Great Long Wall of Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, unearthed. After 5 years of excavation efforts, a wall measuring 127 kilometers has been uncovered that stretches from North Quang Ngai Province to Binh Dinh Province.
Built skillfully to withstand weather extremes as well as landslides, the wall is composed of alternating sections of stone and soil. At its largest sections, it measures 4 to 5 meters high and 6 meters wide. Although not spanning the same length as China's Great Wall, this one is considered by scientists involved in the excavation to be the longest monument in Southeast Asia.
While some sources date its origin back to 1819 of the Ming Dynasty, recent research has indicated that certain sections might even be older than 500 years and were built with the collaboration of the Ao Lạc Seas or Vietnamese Gun and Tre societies as well as soldiers of that time. The several ancient forts also found along its length are believed to have been used to help regulate trade and travel for people between the plains and the mountain valleys. In 2005, Dr. Andrew Hardy of the French School of Asian Studies in Hanoi became interested in the wall's possible existence after reading of a reference to the Long Wall of Quang Ngai in a century-old document from the Ming Dynasty court. He thereby led a team on an exploration and excavation project along with archaeologist Dr. Nguyen Tien Dung from the Institute of Archaeology at the Vietnam Academy of Social Sciences. The scientists were astonished at the wall's integrity and condition despite there being no previous efforts to preserve it. What a fascinating discovery! We thank Dr. Hardy, Dr. Nguyen, and all involved in bringing to light yet another intriguing facet of Ao Lạc and the region's history as we look forward to the delight of further insights about this and other such culturally enriching monuments.
save our planet. China experiences severe drought. In contrast to the freezing rain and heavy snow in southern China, the country's northern, eastern, and central regions have faced their driest weather in 60 years, with the capital city Beijing having recorded 82 days since the last rainfall. Of the 9 provinces affected by water shortages, 6 produce more than 80% of the nation's staple wheat crop, raising concerns about increased food prices. As of Monday, January 24th, over 4 million hectares of crops across the nation were affected by the prolonged dry conditions. In Shandong province alone, 240,000 people currently depend on deliveries from fire trucks for drinking water, and about 2 million hectares, or over half of its wheat fields, have been affected. The provincial government has promised $3 million in relief aid. Meanwhile, in Henan province, which produces a quarter of the nation's wheat, the government has allocated $32 million to recover from the severe dry conditions that include 86% reduced precipitation compared to last year.
We pray that the weather in the affected regions quickly balances through the blessings of adequate rain for the Chinese people, as all of humanity acts in gentler care to protect resources and all planetary inhabitants.
During a March 2009 video conference in the United States, Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the increasingly precarious situation of dry weather while highlighting the most effective action needed to preserve especially the Earth's precious water.
At a time when we have water shortage, and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we don't take shower at all, it will not do much help, because all the human uses and everything together is only 30% of water around the world. Everything else mostly used for meat industry. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refuel our lakes and our river again.
Save Our Planet. Ajmer District in India's Rajasthan state is the first in the country to distribute 5 eco-friendly rickshaws that run on solar-powered batteries, with these being intended for postal workers to use on their rounds.
Save Our Planet. Dr. Karen Dandelion, president of the Association for Sustainable Development of Humanity and former Minister of Nature Protection of Armenia, states that deforestation worldwide is growing worse each year, as she calls for renewed efforts toward forest preservation to protect our planet.
Save Our Planet. Danish company Vestas, the world's largest wind power firm, donates its $1.5 million 2011 Zayed Future Energy Prize for exceptional leadership in the wind energy field to 4 other organizations involved in developing sustainable power.
Save Our Planet. Rising temperatures, along with human encroachment of habitat, lead to experts forecasting that the recently plummeting populations of many local mountain bird species in Kenya's highlands may not recover.
I'm Shiny the Chamois, enjoying my delicious vegan diet. Today I have a tip about supporting your canine companion as she or he gets older. Training your sweet friend to respond to hand signals for come and stop is a good safety precaution. If later his or her hearing becomes less perfect, knowing these basic cues could be very helpful. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
In world news, Japan and Morocco will collaborate to develop sustainable energy. In particular, Japan will assist Morocco in fulfilling its solar energy plan. It is envisioned that Japan's experience in generating green power and electrical network management will be beneficial to the progress of Morocco's earth-friendly endeavors. Our accolades and thankfulness, Japan and Morocco, for your joint efforts toward alternative energy production. May eco-friendly practices continue to flourish for a healthier planet.
In ecology news, the Nigerian state of Edo plans to seed 1 million trees per year to mitigate the effects of global warming. 40,000 trees have already been planted in forest reserves. In addition, a 60,000 capacity nursery has been established to help ensure that there is a sufficient supply of seedlings. The project is being supported by the Spanish organization Bernadette Stradel World Peace Association as part of the Trees for Peace program. Our hats off to you, Edo government and Bernadette Stradel World Peace Association, for your earth-loving collaboration. May green projects such as this be combined with the low-emissions plant-based diet for a bright future for all. Up next on Noteworthy News, a rare Japanese fish is seen again after more than 70 years. We give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more incredible news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a charitable world. In animal news, a rare species of Japanese salmon is rediscovered. Black kokanee, or kunimasu, a fish that grows up to 30 centimeters, had not been seen since 1940 and was declared to be extinct. Recently, however, Professor Tetsuji Nakabo and colleagues of Kyoto University found the fish in Lake Saiko. Professor Nakabo said, "This is a very interesting fish. It's a treasure. We have to protect it and not let it disappear again." Professor Nakabo stated that the species will survive if Lake Saiko's environment is maintained and the fish are protected. Congratulations, Professor Tetsuji Nakabo and team, on this wonderful discovery. May the precious black kokanee thrive as humanity develops to be devoted guardians of the sacred animal kingdom.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Afrikaans, a language spoken in South Africa and Namibia. It is entitled Swindling Employee.
Die storie word vertel van die eienaar van 'n groot kettingwinkel wat na sy boeke kyk, toe ontdek hy dat sy mees vertroue werknemer het 'n miljoen rand gesteel. Ek wil nie 'n skandaal hê nie, het die eienaar gesê. Ek laat jou bedank en dan vergeet ons die hele aangeleentheid. Die werknemer het geantwoord, so jy ontslaan my sekerlik? Ek beroof jou besigheid van 'n groot bedrag. Ek het nou 'n seiljag, 'n plaas, 'n dorp, sy juweliersware en al die luksede wat jy aan kan dink. Ek benodig nie 'n ding. So hoekom hier iemand anders? En dan moet jy met hom begin van niets af?
And now for our heartline on Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who was honored by Supreme Master Qinghai with the Shining World Leadership Award in 2007 for his dedication to help many co-citizens.
Very beautiful message to President Lula, Italo, from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Gracious Italo, it is good to hear from you. During his terms of office, His Excellency President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was very devoted to the laudable goal of sufficient nourishment for the people of his and other countries. We pray that His Excellency's wishes become a global reality as humanity transitions to the life and earth-saving organic, vegan diets. May the Providence abundantly bless you and all the warm-hearted people of Brazil.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the light of heaven shine evermore on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With widespread public support from the Dutch people for providing emergency aid, the Netherlands announces an increase of 1 million euros to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for a total 2011 donation of 43 million euros.
The MV Logos Hope Ship, carrying the world's largest floating book fair run by 400 volunteer crew members from 50 countries, arrives in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, giving book lovers the opportunity to search some 7,000 different book titles.
As the first Chinese English language newspaper in Europe, the China Daily European Weekly is now available in all major cities of 27 European countries with the goal of furthering understanding, insights and development between China and Europe.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan consults with high-ranking officials, activists, unionists, and others in an effort to comprehensively address the concerns of the kingdom's people.
As part of its Keeping Kids Warm initiative, Pennsylvania, USA-based Charming Shops, a leading specialty retail apparel company, donates 1,000 winter coats to children in need at three Cleveland, Ohio schools.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov calls for the continuation of talks between the Six-Nation Coalition and Iran so as to achieve resolution of all issues regarding nuclear development.
First-time author, 99-year-young Japanese Toyo Shibata's anthology becomes a bestseller in the country as her poetry on love, dreams, and hope touches the hearts of many fellow citizens.
22-year-old college student Yekaterina Shnedrova promptly reports $2,000 she found in a box at a thrift store in Georgia, USA, with the funds being returned to a grateful couple who had mistakenly donated the box.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki calls on the incumbent president of the Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, and the internationally recognized winner of the recent presidential election, Alassane Ouattara, to resolve current issues through negotiations.
With the support of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, the Welcome to School project overcomes conflict and subsequent floods as students in Swat Valley, Pakistan, eagerly return to renovated facilities to resume their education for the first time in 2 years.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.